Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Searching only for the higher ground, I miss the ferns and wild hollyhock. 6,000 feet of mountain, I hurry to the very top. I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my
How do you find God? This is the Light Giver International Association's Sunday service. Welcome, welcome. Now let's let Becky Williams sing a bit more of the song.
I hope to find it somewhere. I search the pyramids of Egypt. Only the memory was
Becky Williams is proposing or raising our song is, how do you find God, or where do you find God? But more to the point, the question really is, how do you find God? What tools and techniques might be used? And this is the essential architecture of the Light Giver International Association, and that is that we are prepared to provide you with two or three major tools to help you find God in your own way, on your own spiritual path. So welcome to the Light Givers International Association Sunday service. During this program, we actually take you through and explain the fundamentals of the sourcination process, which is a process that fills you with divine light and instantly removes whatever disconnects there are in your system. And this can be auric healing, this can be soul healing, this can actually be ascension itself. And if the disconnects do not remove, then we're prepared to work with you in private sessions, either as ascension masters or as universal healers, whichever is you're most comfortable with. Now, the second thing that occurs in this program is that we walk you through individually your own personal sourcination process, so that you can actually understand and hear what the steps are that allow you to get your aura clear and also allow you to be completely clear and comfortable in soul awareness. The third thing that occurs, I guess there are four things, the third thing that occurs is a discussion of the Light Giver messages, and we'll talk about where they came from a bit more. And the last thing that happens is, which is the most important thing of the day, I might say, is a world and sometimes solar system healing ceremony through which we take the entire planet Earth and also the entire solar system through the sourcination process. And for those of you who are clairvoyant, I think you will have a wonderful time. So on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Light Givers International Association, you are most welcome as our guest for this program. And the messages we'll be discussing later on were received anonymously by, not received anonymously by me, but received from a group of higher beings who have chosen in this particular venue to be anonymous, but I'm sure you may recognize their thinking and their energies as the program goes on. So once again, thank you for listening, and we genuinely hope that you will enjoy the day, the program. And be sure, if you haven't gotten it already, to go to the Light Givers website, and that's the Light Givers with an S, .org. And also, if you're interested in understanding a bit more about the Universal Healer Program, which is primarily to provide services, healing services, to those who are interested, you can find out about that at universalhealer.org.
Good morning. This is Ron and Phyllis Brown. We're in Florida. We are your hosts this morning. And the program, and we are reading from is Golden Age message number 6. And where you find this on the World Wide Web, http://lightgivers.org/LGIA news. LGIA news is where you will find this. What we're going to do at this time, we're going to do the individual sourcination. Okay.
This is the place where we need to walk you through the sourcination steps. Now, you may want to, perhaps you could substitute for sourcination self-healing in divine light. So as soon as you say to yourself, I am now going to walk through or experience sourcination, then instantly, and if a clairvoyant is there, instantly, above your head, this person will see a shower of divine light, as if Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, as if heaven has opened up. Why? Because heaven has opened up. That's what's been invested in the sourcination process. You're not alone. Spirit then begins to flow. Mm-hmm. And if I start to blubber or stutter during this experience, it's simply because I'm being almost overwhelmed are besieged by the Spirit. It is palpable. I can feel it as if it is the ocean pressing it against me. And so I'll pick on Janelle. Janelle, what are you noticing right now? What are you experiencing?
Definitely, I definitely see a stream of light energy coming down. It has a golden hue, actually.
Hmm. Well, I'm almost stopping breathing. That would not be nice. Janelle, we do not want you making 911 calls during this call. Oh, maybe right after. I won't pass out till the end of the show. So at any rate, we'll walk you through the steps. The first part, well, I want you to know that as soon as that divine light completely submerges you, same time that happens, your own spiritual light, internal light, is activated. It is actually activated, and it surges outward. So you have the surge coming inward of divine light, and you have the surge coming outward. So as the two meet, they perform a number of instantaneous cleansing that will not occur until you give permission for them to occur. So as I walk you through the sourcination steps, mentally All you have to do is say, I accept this, I accept this. And none of the steps are designed to intrude in any way upon your spiritual development. In fact, they're designed to enhance your spiritual development by allowing you to become clearer yourself as an instrument, tool, vehicle, channel for spirit itself. So the first thing I want you to notice is that any and all contracts that may have been made by you or others on your behalf that are now intruding or interfering with your spiritual progress, your health, your wellness, your prosperity, those contracts now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. The second thing that happens is, that I want you to notice is, that any belief systems that are intruding upon your spiritual development or progress, and you can believe whatever you choose, really dealing with the energy of intrusion, they now are canceled. Mentally say, I accept this. Any beliefs that create belief systems that are intruding on you, mentally say, I accept their dissolution. Any connections to others that are generating in your energy system intrusions of a negative nature, mentally say, I accept their being removed. Can you feel that clarity? What are you noticing? You may be feeling a little bit lighter. You may be feeling flow. Some people actually feel tingles in their bodies. Well, this work is, tinglings are nice, but this work is about separating your complete attention from the stuff of life that's submerging your spiritual identity and awareness. The next thing I want you to notice is that if there are any entities, unwanted presences, unwanted intelligences, friendly or unfriendly, that are interfering with your spiritual development, wealth, growth, and prosperity, at this step, notice they are removed. And you now are beginning to feel what's surging now is this strong feeling of blessing. Can you feel that? I know I certainly can. How about you, Janelle? What are you noticing over there?
Oh, I feel it.
You see, I feel the Lord. Yeah, I tell you, I'm starting to get tongue-tied. And you know, I'm the golden-tongued orator, and I'm having a hard time talking. So the next thing that we'll want you to notice is, now this one I love. This one I love. Everything that is patented, that is copyrighted, is able to be done because it is completely unique. Now, as far as healing modalities go, I had a good friend, I love him dearly, named Charles Richards. And Charles, bless his heart, wrote me and said, there's no way that the work you're involved gets rid of karma. Well, who worries about karma? The only thing to be worried about or to notice is whether or not there's some aspect of some past life or your past that's intruding upon your spiritual development, that's getting in the way. And this work doesn't do it. It's God that does it. If God organizes your life so that you can have experiences that help you to grow and develop, that it is a contradiction for the energies of those experiences to intrude upon your spiritual development. Can you understand what I'm saying here, people, ladies and gentlemen? So therefore, the next step, any energies from your past lives that are intruding upon your spiritual development, spiritual growth, those energies are removed. Okay, now we don't want you bouncing off the ceiling. We at least want you to get back in the couch, in the chair, sitting at the table, wherever you are, so you can enjoy the rest of this call, and I hope you're going to have as much fun with it as we are and we do. So the karma is removed, and the very next step, all I want you to say mentally is say, I accept soul clearing and healing. And I heard a little thing that said, I accept soul clearing and healing. Hallelujah. I think soul clearing and healing is worth a hallelujah, don't you, Janelle?
Oh, I think it's worth a hallelujah and several amens.
Hey, a Hail Mary and all that stuff, right? So what happens? Let me tell you what happens. Just because you've said that, one, you're deluged with a deeper amount, if you can imagine that, of Holy Spirit. It's in levels and levels and ways. So now the tsunami of Holy Spirit, before it was like rainfall. First it started out as golden rain. And then it became a little bit harder. And then it became a tornado of spirit. And now it's a tsunami. So hold still for the tsunami of Holy Spirit. Hold still for it. Now what happens is, one, click, you're completely aligned with your life contract. You can say, I accept that. Two, your ability to give and receive love, click, is at 100%. Did you feel that shift? Did you feel something just open up? I felt it. I'm feeling it for you. It just opened up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The next thing that occurs, click, might even say Shazam, for those of you who remember Captain Marvel in the comic book. Matter of fact, I'm ready for a Captain Marvel movie. Never mind this Wolverine stuff. How about a Captain Marvel? Anyway, so then the last thing which occurs, not well, the next to last thing, next last thing that occurs is you become completely integrated with Holy Spirit. Head to toe, front to back, left to right, top to bottom. Wow. I have to pause and take a breath. Maybe you ought to pause and take a breath, too. So what has happened now is you've experienced the stages of Source and Nation. You've experienced, also in another context, what is called the Universal Healer Treatment. Now, that's what you've experienced. I'm the one leading you through it, so you got it. Let's pause and allow that to soak in, seep through. Now, after that, what I want to just mention to you is the following that every spiritual path talks about: higher states of awareness. In some cases, they talk about Santuri, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, and Ekankar. They call it Ekshar. In the Way of Truth, they call it the soul domain. In Christianity, Kingdom of Heaven. Now, guess what? The steps you just went through have you poised to enter the Kingdom of Heaven. But guess what? We're not going to leave you there. So there you are, standing in front of the Kingdom of Heaven. The gates were closed, as they are to most spiritual paths. And you wind up having to wait your entire life to see if you qualify. Well, guess what, friends? You're hereby qualified. The gates are open. The golden path is beneath your feet. If you are ready, mentally say, I accept my entrance into the Kingdom of Heaven right now, at this moment, now. I accept it. Can you feel that come down? And the thing is, you're not going anywhere. The Kingdom of Heaven now is just surrounding you. Now, those are the steps of Source and Nation, and that's what's available to you on the lightgivers.org website.
Thank you. That was Gregory Scott. And this is Phyllis again. This is the Light Giver message number 6. And I'm going to read it through. And Ron will be making some comments. And then I'm going to open up the lines to some of our board members who are on the call. This reading, this information comes from a group of higher beings called the Light Givers. The readings come from the Light Givers. Today we will speak of the grand illusion and great truth called love. Love is a term that embeds itself in rhapsodies of romance, sacrifice, charity, and so forth. What is simply not understood is that the versions or visions of love had by most humans are only the barest essence of what the love energy truly is. The current concepts only hint at the barest idea of what the energy truly represents. In a sense, the love that you know is but the lowest aspect of total union with the Creator. The love that is experienced by most humans winds up being a distraction from the true manifestation of love in its highest form. Imagine, if you will, the magnetism of iron filings felt from a magnet, or the energy that holds the neutrons, protons, and quarks of the atoms in place. Think of gravity. Would you call them love? Would you say the protons and neutrons are in love with each other? Of course not. Interestingly enough, it is exactly the same force that you know in the human form as love. It is energy of source, the most powerful attraction and binding force in the universe. In its highest form, love binds the replicas of the Creator, which are you, to the Creator. Only the illusions and distortions of the third dimensional reality prevent total union, so that every single thought, every single action, every single vision, everything is a pure reflection of the Creator. Do you see how erroneous it is to walk around every day thinking that because you feel love for all life, that somehow you are experiencing the highest form of its expression? Can you understand, therefore, how wrongly the romantic novels, books, and movies limit the expression of love to kissing, holding hands, sexual unions, and looking at each other all googly-eyed? Please do not understand this. There is a hint of love in these experiences, but just the barest hint. It is the difference between catching simply an aroma of perfume and being completely immersed in a vat of it. Even then, the experience of the highest form of love is even stronger than that. It would be, using this example, one in which the vat of perfume in which one is immersed sucks the individual all the way down to the atom level. But in this case, not only would one be soaked to the atom level, but it would interpenetrate even to the quantum level and complete a merger of 100%, in essence becoming the perfume itself, indistinguishable from that within the bat. Of course, as long as one is in the human embodiment, it is not unlikely that he or she will achieve full merger with the Creator, given all the distractions and the intrusions that occur in this vibration. The point of this message is not to disparage the forms of love that do appear, but to discourage the oversimplification of the love energy and to shift one's attention to the purpose and highest expression of love, that being achieving total union with the Creator. It is true that if one is basically unloving, union with God would not occur. Why? A loving inclination is toward the affinity of the Creator. Of course, there is a well-known catchphrase that God is love. Likewise, there is a similar idea that we exist because God loves us. Both of these are silly when you consider them. The Creator is much more than love. In fact, the Creator is completely outside the bounds of human thought and experience. We exist because we are God, a limited manifestation with the divine purpose of gaining unlimited manifestation. We do not exist, in fact, because God loves us. We exist because God is, and we are a part of God. Love as such is merely a reflection of the Creator's affinity for itself, and we exist in manifested expression. So the experience of being human and uttering such romanticism as "I love you" are merely hints of the union that is to come, union with God, which is far more intense and absorbing than any expression of love in the human form might find itself. Of course, we do love you and will unite with you as the Creator has united with us. Please understand that the thrust of this message is not to disparage love, but to expand your horizon and understanding of it. It serves the purpose of opening your heart and beingness to its expression. However, do not limit your concept of it simply to how it is experienced in the human form. Know that what you can experience is merely the barest hint of what you will experience once you are fully united with the Creator. And for this reason, it is an essential element of the human experience, one that mirrors only to a very limited extent how you will know it ultimately. From the Light Givers. Now to Ron.
Yes,
This subject is very interesting because I used to, several years ago, I used to like to ask people, what do you think love really is? And I got every kind of answer in the universe and beyond. It was like, what's going on here? You know, it's like love is the most powerful thing known. And yet, the interpretation of love is depending on where your consciousness lies. It can be in this third dimensional physical realm. It can be in the higher realms. It can be in the God or source realms. It all depends on where your conscious level is. And it can mean totally different things because even my thoughts of God, say 10 years ago, are totally different from what they are now. And in 10 years from now, if I'm still here, they'll probably be totally different again. As we progress and we grow and we unfold, everything changes. So I'd like to open up the lines here and see what kind of reactions maybe some people have that they have when they ask some, if they've asked somebody, or what experiences they've had with love and how it has affected them and how it has changed over periods of time of what they thought love really was.
Okay. We're going to open the lines to Lynn, one of our board members.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Lynn.
Hi, yes. Guys.
Hi.
What an interesting topic.
Yes.
I was thinking while you were talking, Ron, about how your concept of love has changed. And that
yes.
is so true for me as well. And what kind of came through to me as far as the, well, why? You know, why has that changed? And it part of it, what I got was, it's like we have this propaganda machine fully operating in our third dimensional world. And propaganda machine has been teaching us that what love is. And the love that we see on television, in the radio, in the newspapers, the movies, is an extremely limited, extremely limited. It doesn't even begin to say it. I mean, it's just a huge distortion of what the potentials of love truly are. And yet that's the conditioning, that's the game that's being played to keep us really small. And the information in this message today, where it talks about love as, you know, human love, romance, marriage, as being, you know, kissing, holding hands, sexual union, looking at each other googly-eyed. That's the whole sum of love expressed in our media and off in our society at large. Though, you know, to me, you know, what it says here is, we don't exist because God loves us. We exist because God is, and we are a part of God. That's the huge leap. You know, you go to that question of who am I? And take a step, which I think the Source Nation itself allows a person to experience themselves as love. And that's why I think in that introduction, Janelle is just like, you can almost hear her just kind of like overwhelmed at the experience of love that comes through when she opens herself to that Source of Nation energy. And that to me is like hugely powerful. Anyway, what do you guys have to say to that?
Yeah, for years I sort of lived on the premises that we existed because God loves us. And actually, that's probably true to a point, but when you finally figure it out that you are a piece of God, a part of God, and if you love yourself, truly love yourself, then you are loving God because you are a part of God. And that's what's expressed in this message quite a bit, that that's what you are. And when you express love, you don't do it for a return reward of anything. You just do it because it is. And the higher you get into the realms, the love just takes on a whole different meaning altogether. For me, it does.
Okay, this is Phyllis. I have been working with an exercise and with the Source of Nation, but also something that's been very powerful for me that I've had to do was to learn to forgive myself and forgive others of anything that I've done to them and anything they've done to me, and accepting people as they are, warts and all, doesn't matter. Just accept them as they are. And I'm seeing a change in myself, but that's for me, it was crucial that I needed to do this. Now, I realize now that I need to write it down. I don't journal. I used to journal a lot, and then I got away from it. So I'm going to get back to journaling and doing this. But I find that love is, I love this reading, this lesson number 6, because I found it to be very powerful. And I see people shooting themselves in the foot a lot. There's a young lady who's very, very talented. She's a human chronometer. You give her figures and she's got the answer immediately. It's astounding. But, she was hurt as a young child, and her mother slapped her around, abused her, and created some ill will in the family, and it has not stopped. So she's finding acceptance and love from sources here in the community. We have an active metaphysical society, and but she's one case I can think of in particular that she needs to know that she's loved, even though she's got some quirks and warts, so what? And I think that we need to see ourselves. It took me a while to realize with a shock that God was in me. And I came to terms with that. I still, every day, I have come to terms with this. And say, gee whiz, this is super. So, okay, that's my comment. I'm going to switch the phone over to, I am Vivian, okay.
Oh. Hi, Ron, Phyllis, Lynn?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, all the things that people have been saying have really, again, sparked my memories and my thoughts about love, because there has been a time in my life where I was seeking love, and it wasn't about giving at that time. I was a good deal younger, and I gave a lot of love, I thought, so I thought I should get it back. And, you know, it's pretty shocking when you don't. And in my case, I gave away parts of myself, of my real expression of who I was, just so I could please another person, thinking, oh, okay, this is the way. This is how I get love. And it never worked. And so, Ron, what you said about love changing its character, I mean, you become love in the world, and it's much more about being it instead of getting it. And I know, you know, until I could really accept myself, and that goes along with what you were saying, Phyllis, and come to forgive myself for all of my decisions that I guess they were part of my growth, but, you know, you don't think of them that way when they don't turn out. And until I could come to love myself, that was one of the doors to open me to expanding into God beingness and God awareness, and like you, Phyllis, just celebrating that God is within me, that I am that little piece of God, and wanting that to be more and more evident and more who I am in the world. It's quite a growth process when I look back on my life and see all these stages of what I did for love and what worked and didn't work. But it's not working and not working. It's just being this wonderful energy that God is in us and in our lives. So quite a journey, quite a journey.
Yes. I know I've been lucky enough on occasions when I was doing meditating and all, and would be able to visit some of these higher realms, that the love that I experienced there was so totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I would come back to the physical world and I'd have a big tear in my eye, you know, because I didn't want to come back here. But it's just interesting. When you do that, you have to readjust yourself back to the type of love you exist in here in this third dimensional world, and it's totally different sometimes. It's amazing.
Right, and I know myself now in this journey, I am so much more aware of what separates me from love, and it's usually my judgments. It's always thought-based. That's what will catch me, and immediately I can move through that and say, I love this, I love that. As it is, Phyllis, as you were saying, as it is, it doesn't have to be the way I think it should be. And, I mean, how much of my life have I spent thinking things should be the way I want them to be? And that's not how it is. And so to return to that state of being and being love and being in love is so comforting now, you know. It was a place I couldn't be before. And now, it's not always easy, but it is what I strive for, what I intend to have for myself and
yeah.
The world.
Yeah.
I know pretty much every morning, I'm ending my contemplations and all, and source nations, I just say that I am going to operate today with love and an open heart from the level of the God source energy.
Mm.
And that helps me. And it's like when I am thinking too much, if I just go back to that God energy or that source energy, it totally changes my perspective, and I don't react to a lot of things that I would normally react to, and
mm-hmm.
Just keeps love on a much higher level by doing that for me.
I agree. I really agree. It's amazing, the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me go back.
Okay.
Love. Can't think of names.
What?
Lynn.
Not there, probably. Okay.
All right. Lynn, are you there?
Oh. okay. When you start getting back to being, it's hard sometimes for me to get across to people that they are even soul, you know, because most people have this thought pattern that they're a human being with a soul.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, they're a soul that just happens to have a human body at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to get that point across to them. And then you can sort of get in that when you are soul, I tell people, I say, you are an eternal being. You have always been and probably always will be. And as soul, you got to realize this. And I tell people, you're an eternal being whether you want it or not. So you got to deal with it. And you can keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We've all done that, that's for sure. But sooner or later, you begin to realize, you begin to wake up, you get self-realization, you get the different types of higher realizations, and you begin to see the distortions, all the little things that keep your mind occupied down here in this physical realm. And you begin to see through all that stuff and the illusions, they all just drop away from you. And you begin to realize, hey, I am soul. And I am a little chunk of God, like God broke off a piece and made me, you know. And it's like the prodigal son. I've been away for a long time, and I've learned a lot. Now I want to go back and reunite with God in some way and tell him all the experiences I've had. There's so much truth to that, you know, that thing about the prodigal son, because that's actually in a way what we're doing. We were somehow created. I'm not going to get into all that, but then we left that nice environment and we started coming down into these physical lower worlds to gain experience, because this is where we can have the most experiences. And we're lucky that in this particular universe, God has granted us the freedom of choice. I mean, we can just about do anything we want. Of course, we might reap the rewards of that, but we learn very quickly when we do. And so we're very special in that way, that we have freedom of choice here in this universe. And once we begin to realize all this and we begin to see that we can begin to get off of the merry-go-round, we can begin to realize what all this is about and maybe take on a different thing next time, you know, be a teacher, be whatever, and get other people to finally get off the merry-go-round, reach for that golden ring and pull it and get off of the merry-go-round. So.
Ron?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Vivian.
Yes.
That kind of love that you're talking about, that higher love, or I call it higher love or more expanded love, there are no attachments, you know, to how things come out. Yes, we have our goals for life and the way that we want to live, but, you know, it's, for me, it was letting go of how things should be in the world, accepting what is, because I know there's a gift in that energy that comes to me through my experience, and also letting go of other people's decisions, what they're doing. It's really a freedom, and a freedom of choice, because once you can let go of all that stuff about other people or yourself, how your life should be or could be, or all that stuff, and just accept all this energy that has come my way for me to experience, that for me has become a lot of my freedom. And it gives me freedom just to be who I am and to be love without all those attachments to how things should be. And I like that. I like not getting into all that stuff anymore. You know, yeah, I have my personal feelings about things, you know, whether, you know, you lose someone you love or all that. That's, of course, part of my experience. But it's not, you know, I don't resist what comes to me. And that makes loving and being so much more free and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And I think freedom is one of the greatest things you can get out of this, too.
Turn on the green light.
Lynn, you were gone for a little while. You're back now. We hear you.
Oh, I thought maybe my light was off. My phone got...
No, it's
I
on.
Something happened because they couldn't get through to you.
Turn myself off.
I turned your light on.
Oh, good. I was.
All right, turn yourself on,
green
Lynn.
Green light. Well, I just love this conversation. I'm just, I particularly like a couple of thoughts I've been having that have been coming through. Is when Phyllis started off, she talked about forgiveness. And I think once we as individuals recognize our divinity and see that we are the love that is a part of God, that we are that, we can forgive ourselves for whatever we think we did that didn't work, you know. And again, that's a loaded statement because those concepts are all things that we thought, as Vivian was explaining, that we thought were real. But they were just our opinions, just our ideas. And so along with self-forgiveness then comes the ability to forgive others. I don't really think you can forgive anyone else until you've forgiven yourself. That's just been my experience. At least there are levels of that. And if you want to take it to the greatest possibility, greatest goal, then working on seeing yourself as a part of God and seeing yourself as that love expressed, and then seeing others the same way. You know, it doesn't really matter what it looks like people are doing on one level. What I'm learning is that everyone is expressing, doing their own earth walk the way they agreed to come and do it. Who am I to decide that what they're doing isn't what they should be doing? No matter how goofy or silly or outrageous or extreme it appears. Because it's all part of the whole. And we are all part of that whole, that love that is God, that is us, that is our whole, all that is. And they're all contributing pieces of that. And one piece will rub off another piece, will rub off something else. So for me, this conversation about love is like taking my whole understanding of what is to a much greater level. Sit down at night or whenever I do my contemplation time, it's becoming more of a time of being love, seeing all that is around me, anything that I've judged or have an opinion about is letting all of that go and seeing the light and the shining, blazing is probably a better word, energy that we all are and seeing us move way beyond anything we thought was possible.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I appreciate your comments and both of you. I appreciate both of you participating.
I got one more thing.
Okay, Ron's going to say something. We're going to end it.
We were talking about the forgiveness and In the Source Nation process, when you forgive yourself, it opens up a lot of doors. And I asked for an example of this, and then what I got was like this entity said, well, think of it as a big suitcase you're carrying around. It said, every time that you cannot forgive yourself or you cannot forgive someone else, you put that into your suitcase. He said, it don't sound like much, but he said, over a period of years or time or whatever, that suitcase starts to get awful big and awful heavy. And if you're not able to release that, you're going to be unable to move. You can't even drag that suitcase. And is that what you want? And I said, no. He said, all right, you know, just learn, forgive yourself, forgive all those others, and then that suitcase will just vanish. You will have total freedom. So,
thank you, Ron. We're going to end with a World Source Nation ceremony. And thank you for calling in today. We appreciate you listening today. And when you're calling in on the archives, we wish you well and give you our blessings.
Now we'd like to invite you, well, actually we'll invite you to participate in what might be regarded as the high point, all conversations before now notwithstanding, but the high point of this particular program. And that is the Light Giver Worldwide Source of Nation and World Healing Ceremony. Now, as we may have mentioned to you earlier, that Source of Nation is a particular process that takes individuals through several steps. And the basic aim of the steps is to disconnect anything that is interfering with anyone's spiritual progress. So the different items that we mentioned, or elements that we mentioned, are simply related to what could be interfering with spiritual progress. That being the case, then, what are we talking about when we talk about the World Healing Ceremony? What we're going to do is go through several steps which will allow us to support the Source of Nation and the healing of all the individuals who are at that particular point when they're ready to take the next step. Now, not everybody is ready to move ahead. We all probably know people who are like that. But there are a number of us who have gone through many, many trials and tribulations and have made many efforts, to reach, shall we say, the Godhead, to go into the next step of spiritual advancement, whether it's the fifth plane, whether it's kingdom of heaven, whether it's soul realization. But we know that there's a way that we can experience ourselves in a higher state. We've heard this down through the ages. So what would invite you to do is very lightly, you can either see this visually, inwardly, or not, but just know that it's occurring. Take a moment, take a breath, and allow yourself to shift your attention out of or away from wherever you are right now until your viewpoint is above the earth. So if you look inwardly, you can see the earth. Now, it might appear as small to you as a volleyball or even a baseball. It may appear very large, but know that you're outside of the earth. And as you look at the earth, know that, and you may see little pinpoints of light. Some areas are very dense, and other areas are rather sparse. But these are the individuals who have come to the highest point that they can on their own, on their respective spiritual paths. And the aim of the World Source Nation Ceremony is to support them by giving them the clearing, allowing them to have the release from whatever is holding them back, and energetically supporting and lifting or boosting them into higher states. So now, the first step, the thing we'll do is just ask, if there are any of these people being held back because their contracts or agreements have been made by them or someone else on their behalf, then if it's okay with them, and let's not take away free will, then let's simply ask that those bonds be released. Now, you'll notice some of them are starting to sparkle a little bit more. The second thing is, if there are any beliefs, strongly held beliefs, that are interfering again with their spiritual progress, assuming that they agree, we'll say, ask their higher selves and ask that they be released from any of those strongly held beliefs that are interfering, and any beliefs that create beliefs, we ask that those be taken away as well. Going to the next step, if there are any of those individuals who are being held back because of their connection to others, who may even be downloading dark, negative, and holdback energy, if we call that, into their energy fields, we ask that those also be disconnected so that only light and love flows to them. Notice that some of them are becoming even brighter, and their light, rather than twinkling, is starting to shine even more so. Going another step then, if there are any entities, intelligences, or beings that are interfering with these folks, that are holding them back, preventing them from coming forward, we ask now that any interfering beings or persons, whether they're in-body, out-of-body, simply be removed energetically from their energy fields. If they're not in-body, we ask that they just simply be taken into higher planes, other domains. Now, you notice some of them are really becoming quite bright. Quite bright. Now, the next thing is, if there are any that are being held back because of energies from previous lifetimes, even from the past in this lifetime, we ask likewise that those energies be removed from their energy field and be replaced with divine healing God energy. Wow, some of them are really bright. I mean, really bright. Good heavens. And then finally, with all that happening then, we simply ask that those who are ready to ascend in consciousness, not necessarily leave their bodies completely, but ascend in consciousness to the next level of awareness, whether it's Kingdom of Heaven, Sartori, the Void, Nirvana, Jivan Mukti, whatever it's called in their tradition, we ask that they, if they're ready, that they be permitted to move into that next level of conscious awareness. Now, that's the World Source Nation ceremony, but let's move even further out. Let's go out to the end of the solar system and then look back into the solar system and notice all the planets. Notice the sun at the center and know that there are sentient beings on all of those planets. And now what we'll simply do is ask that a wave of spirit, by whatever name you call it, Shabda, Ruah, Chi, Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, the Ek, whatever you call it, we ask that that now flood the entire solar system and that it take every sentient being that's at that point that we just talked about where they're ready to move into a higher state. Notice, it's almost like a huge wave of being throughout the entire solar system that are now being ushered into this higher state. Now take a moment, allow yourself to notice that that's happened, and also to notice that you and we also went through the same process. The process is a healing one. It's an uplifting one. So now what I'd like to ask you to do is return to the point where you were just outside the planet Earth. Allow yourself to fully experience that shift in consciousness, and then allow yourself to return to where you are in this moment, whether you're listening to this program live or whether you're listening to it in the archives. The net effect of this activity is the same for you. You have experienced Source of Nation along with the entire planet, along with the entire solar system. Just want to thank you so much again for being with us. And just remember that the central theme of the program is embodied in the song that's sung by Becky Williams, which is How Do You Find God? And thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the Lightgiver International Association World Source of Nation program and discussion of the Lightgiver Golden Age messages. Thank you so much for being with us.
To the very top, I cry out to the valley below, but I only hear my echo asking
thank you for joining us today. Bye-bye.